Good morning, everybody. It's your boy Carlos, aka Loso, coming at you. Back to the rise and grind. So I realized Gary Vee is on here. He's one of my entrepreneurship idols, and the way he's so blunt and just out there about what the fuck the world is all about. I look up to him. I idol my business around a lot of his tactics and the way that I look at life with business. And it's the way that I live it. I live life even by some of the Mark Cuban styles. But Gary Vee is literally one of my favorites. He's one person I always look up to. So that bring me to, after the rise, you have the grind. And one thing that I learned from Gary Vee, from Damon Johnson, from a lot of greats of the entrepreneurship world, is the grind. You got to hustle. You got to get out. You got to make money. You got to make your point. I started a business that had no revenue. That had no way of even being a business, people told me. Told me that I wasn't going to succeed with it. Told me that my business model was jack shit. But I proved them wrong. And that's the one thing that I look at in life, is that grinding, that hustle, and that flow that you have, is that you got to prove people wrong when they don't believe in you. So what is your grind? You had your rise, you had your falls. Now, what is your grind to keep it going? What is your purpose? What is your value proposition? And what is that grind that make you get up and hustle, that make you want to work your ass off in order to make something succeed? I look at a lot of entrepreneurs and the way they came. Take, for instance, Damon Johnson. I always listen to his podcast, Rise and Grind, on Apple Podcasts. And one thing that he said, he turned a closing company into $1 billion. Let me reemphasize that. Billion. Would it be? Yes, billion. Dollar closing company named FUBU. And we all have worn FUBU. We all have still wearing FUBU. So what is your grind after the rise? So, part two of this podcast. So, we talked about the rise. We talked about the hustle and the grind. Now, once you get that operation going, are you going to throw your shot away? Or are you going to keep it going? Are you going to make it $1 billion? Or are you going to make it $1 trillion? Are you going to make that Fortune 500 company that everybody wants? The one thing that I definitely love about being an entrepreneur, it's not always even about the business. I use my tactics in everyday life. The grind with my family, the grind with my girlfriend, the grind with everything that I do. I always want the best. I always want what's on the other side that can be better. I don't want mediocre. I don't want good. I don't want great. I want amazing. And that's what you always got to grind for and hustle for, is that amazing.